The timber industry. Timber getting and sawmills were an important part in the development and economy of the area from the arrival of cedar getters around 1811 and Alexander Berry's first timber milling and later sawmill site in 1827 until the housing boom of the mid-1900s. Sawmills once proliferated throughout the area, including at Gerringong, Woodhill Mountain, Kangaroo Mountain, Berry, Bomaderry and Nowra. Bill Jorgensen recalled,
"They had two or three buildings, and a real old timer in Berry told me years ago, there was nothing to hear the Jorgensen's at 2 o'clock in the morning, come along Beach Road, that's the one that runs out of Berry, he goes through Berry Hospital, wrapping a bullet with bringing logs into the sawmill."
Ray Rutledge noted,
"Some of the timber was shipped to Sydney and that by rail. They cut a lot of mine timbers out between here and the 7 Mile Beach, and that was tucked away by rail trucks. Most of the timber went around the Wollongong area, particularly after the war years when there was a lot of housing from those places up here. And several ones around the place that had trucks that carted the sawn timber."
Around that time, Bill Jorgensen recalled the Bomaderry sawmill, which didn't produce housing timber,
cut all the timber for the boxes and everything. Fish boxes, cherry boxes. That's what they used to make there.
According to Bill, the trees used were
sassafras, maiden's brush, what they call it. There was leather jacket. There was all different softwoods. They wouldn't let you cut it out now. They wouldn't let you do it now.